Hey everybody, it's Michael here, and you're listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. Welcome back to another installment of the Good E-Reader Radio Show. My name is Michael, and today we're going to talk about a lot of the news that's transpired over the last week. Of course, the iPad 3 has been released, or aka the new iPad. So I'm going to give you my impressions about that. We're going to talk about all of the latest publishing e-reader news. And let's just start with the Apple iPad. It's something that has been out for roughly about a week now. And we got ours on the very first day, spent the whole weekend shooting videos, comparing it against the Barnes & Noble Nook tablet, the Amazon Kindle Fire, previous versions of the iPad, and a whole lot more. So we've really tricked it out in terms of comic book reading apps, e-reading apps, and really have given it a go over the last week. Before really I tell you what I think, comic book reading, amazing. And Marvel and Comixology, which are two of the largest companies producing, basically, you know, they're portals to all of their content, and they have updated it with HD comics. So Marvel did it first with Marvel HD, and then Comixology did their own version of HD comics. And once you look at a new comic in HD format, it's really hard to go back. And I tried. I have, you know, a slew of Android devices, a BlackBerry Playbook, a ton of other tablets roaming around my home and office. And just the Retina display makes comics look amazing. And I had thought when iPad 3 first came out, it would begin to shine once magazines, kids' enhanced ebooks started getting that treatment. But it's not as easy as just making like a kid's ebook with, you know, HD content. You're going to have to spend some time getting that, you know, together. Zinio is going to be releasing an HD version of its app. They've been in contact with us and let us know that they submitted it to the App Store for approval, and they're just waiting to update the app. We had a bunch of screenshots with the new user interface and everything that you can expect there, and magazines are looking really good. To me, the iPad really shines right now with comic books, and I'm a huge comic fan. I love my Marvel. I love my Walking Dead. I love all sorts of indie comics and things like that, even web comics. So really, that's where it's shining right now. And of course, there are a lot of apps that have been upscaled to HD. There really hasn't been any apps written from scratch yet, and that's kind of a crying shame. But, you know, pinball apps, productivity apps, a few racing games, and some, you know, 3D hack and slash type games, Infinity Blade 2 are the most prevalent. They look really, really good in HD. I really think that the Apple iPad 3 on a hardware level really sets the stage for a lot of really kind of cool things to come. Of course, it doesn't have a quad-core processor. It has a quad-core graphics processor and a dual-core processor to handle the CPU load. The way it kind of feels now is loading a lot of games that really stuttered and hiccuped a lot on iPad 1 and 2 play flawlessly on the iPad 3. So I really think that portable gaming in terms of handheld gaming like the PS Vita, like, you know, all those sort of Nintendo DS type of things, I think they're on the down and out. And I really think it's because of gaming on the iPhone, on the iPad, and mobile Android devices. Everybody has those in those pockets. I don't know anybody that cruises around with a portable game system anymore. And I think that a lot of the publishers that used to really go after the portable gaming type of devices like Square Enix, Nintendo of America, Konami, and companies like that, they're making more games for iOS now than they are on the actual gaming platforms. And they're just basically going where the user base is. There's, you know, 15 to 25 million people, you know, that have these sort of devices just in North America. They sell, you know, like Samsung and Apple sell a copious amount of devices every year, and people are using them to play games, read books, read comics, productivity apps, and sometimes just, you know, to talk on the phone. So my verdict, the new iPad is amazing, and I recommend that, you know, if you don't have the $550 or $600 to drop on the bare minimum, at least go to the store and check it out. I don't really think that you'll be disappointed. But yeah, for me, comic books are a win right now. And as soon as Zinio updates their HD magazines, that's going to be really awesome if you're, you know, an avid reader. Before I wrap it up, Amazon and other, you know, major companies have updated their own applications to give you crisper text. And the Apple iPad 3 actually has the Kindle Fire user interface now. So if you have a Kindle Fire and your main sort of library shelf where you look at the cloud and what's on your device, that's sort of the iOS aspect of it now. So you can kind of look at past purchases that aren't actually on your device that were once considered being archived. But now Amazon, you know, basically says, yeah, it's in the cloud. So that's what I like. And I'd like to hear your thoughts. So if you want to comment on this radio show, on our blog, or on our iTunes, we'd like to hear from you. We're running a contest right now. If you're into e-readers, which you're listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show, if you're anti-e-readers, I would wonder why you're even listening to this in the first place. So we're giving away another e-reader. We do it roughly once a month or so. And we're giving an iRiver Story HD. It very reminiscent of the Kindle with a keyboard, except it has superior resolution. And when we were testing it out over the course of the last few months or so, I really like the way comic books, graphic novels, it really shines in e-ink, and the resolution is solid. It goes to landscape portrait mode, doesn't have a built-in accelerometer or gyroscope, but much like the Kindle DX, it's purely software driven. You can, you know, do business with Google Books, and this is one of the main selling aspects of it. When it originally came out, was it was the only e-reader that tapped into the Google Books ecosystem to download millions of free books, but to also get the latest and best sellers as well. Charlene Harris, Suzanne Collins, James Patterson, you could really get a lot of content on here. So not only that, but you could also load in your own books via Adobe Digital Edition. So if you have purchased books from, say, like Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, and various companies like that, it's pretty easy to use Adobe Digital Editions and transfer it all. Although you could use a Calibre and just download random books from the internet and load them onto your device. It's a free contest. All you have to simply do is mention us on Twitter at GoodEReader and tell us what you think about our website, about the contest, about, you know, anything that we do. Just comment your thoughts, good or bad, and just reply to our announcement post that will be stickied to the top of our blog for about the next week. We're going to be doing a draw date on the 30th of March, so you can enter once a day. Just don't spam entries or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, we love to do these giveaways. We get a lot of these review units, and we just want to kind of give them away to people that maybe don't even have an e-reader but really want one. And so that's what we're doing there. Let's see. We have reviewed the Attacco JetBook Color. This was something that we have seen off and on for about 2 years or so. We have done a full hands-on comprehensive review. We have it stacking up against e-readers, against tablets. We have it against the PocketBook 912. We have it against the Kindle DX. And if you're into, you know, a 9.7-inch color e-ink e-reader, this may be for you. Comic books, newspapers, complex PDFs look really good. It is superb as far as crisp text. It doesn't really allow you to do a lot of like line spacing and margin or even editing the fonts, but it's pretty good with PDFs. It has reflow and all types of zooming buttons. My thoughts are it's a bit overambitious for Attacco to release this. The hardware, as far as RAM and CPU, is woefully underperforming, and it's a good e-reader and concept. I just wish it had double everything that was inside, you know, like at least a 1 gigahertz processor, at least 512 to 1 gig of RAM, and that would have made it perform really well. It just feels sluggish, and I mean, it's not really meant for end users. It's more of for educational institutions. And recently Attacco has partnered with AMSCO, which is a large textbook publishing company, and they have Attacco have fostered relations with a number of schools in New York State. They're going to be adapting the e-reader in a classroom, I believe. Brooklyn Technical High, which is one of the largest schools in New York, is going to go pure digital with a lot of Attacco e-readers. Time will tell. I mean, it definitely needs a lot of work on the firmware. I think it's only had 2 firmware updates ever since it's been out for the last few months. But I was pretty impressed. It's really the first device with pure color e-ink. And as a novelty factor, it's pretty cool. As a practical everyday device, nah, maybe not so much. You probably can't turn on a TV, turn on the radio, or, you know, basically be out and about and not have heard of the Hunger Games movie. This is, you know, pretty well equivalent to Harry Potter and Twilight for this generation. Suzanne Collins has, in Amazon, she is their best-selling author of all time, and she's really only been writing books for like 3 years. So she's usurped James Patterson, Charlene Harris, you know, Tom Clancy, all of those mainstream authors, even Stieg Larsson with A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, which are been best-selling books, you know, forever. Suzanne Collins has destroyed them all, and Kobo is offering some pretty good deals if you want to pick up the trilogy. Initially, they actually put out a promotion saying you can buy the whole series for $5. And then Kobo reps let us know that, yeah, it was human error, sorry. But now you can get the books for less than a dollar each, which is even cheaper. And we have some coupon codes that you could use at checkout. If you want to hear them, it's Hunger Games Deal 5, Hunger Games Deal 2, and Hunger Games Deal 3. And you can get each of the books for around a dollar plus tax in your wherever country that you live in. So if you want to check out even the first book, you can't go wrong for a dollar for an ebook, considering that at regular price they're about $10 to $11. If you are a user of Android, you have probably used Eldeco at one point or another. If you haven't, Eldeco is probably the best independent e-reading application really out there. You know, of course, you have your Amazons and Barnes & Noble, Sony, and all those companies making sort of all-in-one apps where you can buy books, read books, and so on. Eldeco has always been very friendly with people that want to load their own books in, and it allows a lot of stuff. Like, you could increase the font size, the margins, the line spacing. You can change the brightness. You can lock orientations. It allows a copious amount of options, even changing it, you know, the background to black, making the text white for reading late at night. It has, you know, a wellspring of options. I'm not going to really tell you what this app is all about, but I will say that they have introduced a new interface customized for tablets, and it was basically done with Google Honeycomb in mind, but it will work with Ice Cream Sandwich. So if you have like a 7-inch tablet or greater, you probably want to check this out. This new iteration is very touchscreen friendly, so all the icons, they're a little bit bigger, a little bit easier to, you know, tap and swipe and things like that. Previous versions were mainly done for like really small tablets and mainly for phones, but now they've kind of stepped up their game. They know tablets are more prevalent than ever, and they really customize their app for it. So kudos to them, and you want to check it out. Speaking of apps being upgraded, Amazon Kindle has upgraded their Android version to 3.5. You can now send documents to send a Kindle email address, and they'll be delivered to your Kindle automatically via Amazon Cloud and Whisper Sync. They'll also sync automatically your notes, your highlights, last page read, and for your personal documents. So you want to check that out. They've also added support for illustrated children's books, comic books, and graphic novels. It really seems like a lot of companies right now are really getting behind selling comics, graphic novels, and things like that. Right now, basically, Apple, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kobo are all selling graphic novels and comic books, and this is kind of cool. More or less, from what I found, it's not a lot of single issues. It's mainly like $10 to $15 comics where they'll take like 5 or 10 individual comics and bundle them all together as like a package, right? So it kind of sucks for an avid comic reader, because like a lot of the stuff is like, if you've read the individual comics when they've come out, then roughly, say like a comic will come out this week, it'll come out next month, the month after, and then in like 3 or 4 months after that, the graphic novel will come out. So if you're on top of reading individual issues, you probably would have read a lot of them. If you're kind of new to comics, or maybe you're just like a really casual reader, you can buy the digital copies now, but I feel like they're kind of expensive. I mean, buying the tangible graphic novel really like in a store is maybe like $20 to $25, whereas the digital versions like between $10 and $15, sometimes $20. So I much prefer to have like tangible ones. But then I know for comic collectors, once you start buying comics and graphic novels, they start taking up space really, really, really fast. So perhaps the digital version may be good for like a lot of people. For both Eldeco and Amazon, you can download both of those apps from our Goody Reader app store. So it's goodyreader.com/apps, and you can click on the Android apps button on the top, and then you can check out all of the Android apps we have. We have like 30 or 40 just different e-reading apps and about 300 or 400 of comic book, magazine, and newspaper apps. So check it out. All right. So now let's just talk about a little bit of the stories that have happened over the last few weeks that you may be interested in. Zynga has purchased Oh My God Pop, who have basically did the Draw Something game. So they've purchased the company for $200 million, which is not too bad for a company that's only released one game to date. Word has it that Draw Something will be coming to Facebook very soon. So much like Angry Birds and all those types of games, may get some Facebook treatment fairly shortly. The New York Times has limited free digital access from 20 articles a month to only 10. The company has basically claimed that they have 500,000 paid subscribers since they've launched their paywall structure last year. And they really want to kind of add more to it. And they know that freeloaders are reading, you know, many articles and not paying. So they've limited to 10 articles a month that you can read online. So another blow for free reading and paywalls and all of that type of stuff. Sony is said to be working on a Tegra 3 ice cream sandwich, rumored to be launching in after the summertime. There is a lot of other tablet news, far too much to really get in, but we do know that a lot of Windows 8 tablets are going to be coming out in October, and that's the rumored launch date for Windows 8. Metro UI, very touchscreen friendly. Sharp is rumored to supply Apple's new iPad displays as soon as possible. Apple and Samsung famously have been suing each other and patent trolling everybody into oblivion pretty well for about the last year and a half. So Apple's trying to diversify its supply chain, and they have chosen Sharp to start making the Retina displays, not only for the iPad, but for the new version of the iPhone as well. National Geographic has launched a series of ebook shorts, and this is taking a page right out of Kindle Singles or Atavist shorts, and National Geographic will be making a bunch of digital shorts. Two short ebooks will be launching within about a week, and two more in the spring. And once four get underway, then they're going to kind of reevaluate it. The first ones to be launched is Titanic, Uncovering the Secrets of the World's Greatest Shipwrecks, and it marks the 100th anniversary since the disaster. If you have a SkyPad Alpha 2, it's getting the ice cream sandwich treatment. It is now available for a beta update, and it gives you a lot of content with that, so you may want to check that out. Zinio has updated their BlackBerry Playbook app, so if you have a Playbook, you now have an official Zinio app. And there was a huge petition on CrackBerry about getting this in, and we got one of the first previews of it. It looks really good. It's a free download in App World right now, so you can check that out. If you're into 007 James Bond styles, you are now getting most of their old books in ebook format now. Random House has signed on with the estate and Ian Fleming and all that type of stuff to really kind of get all the ebooks, all the books that have ever been that got written in digital format now. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I like the movies. I haven't read the books, but I know a lot of people are sort of into it, so you may want to check that out. So at Goody Reader, of course, we cover all the latest news in digital publishing, ebooks, e-readers, tablets, and a lot of other technology news. We write anywhere between 7 and 12 articles a day. If you want to really stay on top of the current state of affairs, check out our blog on a daily basis. We're always running contests and doing hands-on reviews with like all the latest tech. So if you're into any of that type of stuff, which I know you are, if you're, again, listening to this show, and if you're a regular viewer on our website, you know what we're all about. So I'm going to bid you adieu for now. But I will say that there's going to be some pretty exciting things happening next week. We have made our first purchase as a company and have purchased another company. So we're going to be putting out a press release on Monday. So you may want to stay tuned. So for goodyreader.com, my name is Michael, and everybody take care.